Good morning. Our question, or actually questions today, are as follows. The Medrash that we have been learning about, that if somebody is going to buy or sell, you're going to sell, it should be with your amitacha. And we define that further as somebody who is an observant Jew. Question number one is giving the priority to somebody who is observant, buying, selling, and possibly in other contexts as well. Is this halacha brought in Shulchan Aruch? And before the Shulchan Aruch, did the Rambam bring it? Did the Torah bring it? And if not, why not? So the first question is much easier to answer than the second question. This halacha, giving a priority when doing business to somebody who is observant over somebody who is not observant and somebody who is not Jewish, it's not brought in the Rambam, it's not brought in the Torah, and it's not brought in the Shulchan Aruch. And it's also not, interestingly, brought by the Rama in his comments on the Shulchan Aruch. Where we did see this halacha brought is by the Rama in his tshuvas. In his response to the Rama brought this halacha, but he did not bring it on his comments in the Shulchan Aruch. So it's not brought by the major codifications of halacha, the Rambam, Torah, and the Shulchan Aruch. And accordingly, our second question is, why not? And we're going to have now four different explanations as follows. The first, brought in the Sefer Mishpat Shalom by the Maharsham, says, we see that the Rama in his tshuvas indeed paskins that there's an obligation to do business, purchase, sell with somebody who is observant, and that's the case even if the price is better from the non-Jew, you still have to buy from the Jew. In his context, the Rama and the tshuva was talking about buying instead of the Rama. However, he says that this is not brought in Shulchan Aruch. Why not? So he says as follows, the Maharsham, that the whole concept here seems to be that it's the right thing to do. It's the right mida, it's the right midos of somebody. It's a good character trait that we should be supporting somebody who's Jewish. There's only a remez to it in the Torah. That's our drasha from the Medrash. If you're going to buy, if you're going to sell, do it with somebody who is from. Accordingly, because it's based on good midos, good character traits, and there's only a remez in the Torah to this, a hint in the Torah. Accordingly, we can understand why the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring it, because the Shulchan Aruch is not a book of midos and musar, but rather it is a book of law, of halachic law, of deraisa law, of derabanan law, but it's not a book of midos, and the midos are discussed in the Sifrei Musar, but not in the Shulchan Aruch. So that is explanation number one, that this whole concept, according to the Shulchan Aruch, is based on good midos, and accordingly, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't include it in its codification of Jewish law. Explanation number two needs a little bit background. There's another medrash called the Psikta, and the Psikta brings our concept of buying or selling from somebody who is amitacha, an observant Jew, and then it adds on it as follows. It says, Lim the Torah derech eretz. The Torah is teaching us derech eretz, the right thing to do, that when you're going to buy from a Jew, when you're going to sell to a Jew, but it brings a reason then. As follows, Mipnei sha'akum anasim. Because when you deal with the non-Jews, they are strong men, umis alalin alilos beresha, and they make claims, they're dishonest. It causes a lot of dishonesty, and they have bad business dealings. So here we see the Psikta is bringing a reason, and based on this Psikta, the Sefer Anfei Yehuda says as follows, Yishlomar, Shagam HaPraisa to Koras Kohanim, we can say and explain that our Medrash, which is brought in the Sifri, that's the Toras Kohanim, is the same reason. It tells us our main medrash that we've been dealing with, the Sifri, the Torah's Kohanim, says buy and sell when you're dealing with a Jew. What's the reason for that? It didn't state the reason. We only see the reason in this other medrash, in the Psikta, is that you have to be careful who you do business with, because they may be dishonest, they may cause you problems. And accordingly, that is talking about way back when the Jews had difficulties with the non-Jews. They were causing them a lot of difficulties in their business dealings with. But we cannot prove to nowadays that, thank God, we have, for the most part, good, positive business dealings and other dealings with the non-Jews. We live in non-Jewish countries. We are responsible to get along with our non-Jewish neighbors and business partners and the like. And accordingly, we can't learn from what the Medrash said, that they had really tremendous problems dealing with business areas with the non-Jews, Baruch Hashem, we don't really have that nowadays. We get along, we do business. Hopefully everyone is being honest, some people not, but for the most part, people are being honest and doing transactions in a positive fashion, and we cannot learn from what was historically problematic to nowadays. So accordingly, he explains as follows, that would exist, this concept of not dealing with non-Jews, this existed in the past, but not when the Shulchan Aruch Paskin for nowadays, from his time and onward, but not what was effectively a relic, a problem from the past. So that is explanation number two. Now, explanation number three, the Chikrei Lev builds on this psikta, which said that you shouldn't buy and sell from a Jew because the non-Jews are going to cause you problems, there are difficulties, they're strongmen, they're not going to be honest in the business dealings. He says, okay, this is accordingly an Eitzah Tova. This is a good piece of advice for people, but if they want to ignore it, they can ignore it. If they want to take their chances, if they want to cause themselves business harms, financial harms, that's up to themselves. And accordingly, because this is simply an Eitzah Tova, a good piece of advice, that's not something that would be put in the Shulchan Aruch, which is a book of Jewish law. So that is explanation number three. And explanation number four, why is this not included in the Shulchan Aruch? So the Tshuvas Yaskel Avdi says as follows, the tour in the Shulchan Aruch, we could say that they don't paskin like our Medrash, because as we know, they only paskin items that are relevant at this time, relevant for our times. Accordingly, it says, "Umemrim le yishlomer the din zet the Torah's kohanim, the din of the Torah's kohanim, the salacha, the Torah's kohanim, the medrash are originally medrash. Noeg rak bizman shakoyish shrim alma and masam. It could be that it only applies when we are living in Eretz Yisrael. Jews are living in Eretz Yisrael, and ve'afshalem shaloli stacher im hanochrim, and we would be able to get along and not do business with the non-Jews, so we can act independently, we can live independently, and not be reliant on non-Jewish society. However, nowadays that the Jews are living in the secular world, we're living in Galus, and we have to deal with non-Jews on a regular basis and doing our business transactions. Accordingly, this halacha that we shouldn't be dealing with them is not relevant, and the Shulchan Aruch and the tour only bring relevant halachas, and this one isn't relevant when we're living outside of the land of Israel, outside of our control. And accordingly, he does say, interestingly, that the Rambam does paskin halachas that relate, whether the halacha lemaisa then or in the future. And so we have a question based on this fourth reason why the Rambam did not include our medrash lahalacha. However, we do have a fourth answer why the tour and the Shulchan Aruch did not include it, because it's not relevant at the time when we are not living under our full, complete Jewish rule in the land of Israel, but rather when we are in Galus. Have a wonderful day.